So let's review. The Brisa's side on Daf Yud Bey is referred to as Sheva Shekivshu, the 7 years that it took for Klal Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings the source for this calculation. There's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua in which Kalev says, "Ben arbam shana noichi, v'shalach Moshe eved Hashem oisi, mikodesh barnea laraglis ha'aretz, v'ata hine anicha yim ben chamish ushmeinim shana." I was 40 years old when I was sent by Moshe Benu to be one of the Meraglim, and now when the land is conquered and ready to be divided, I am 85 years old. Now, we learned in the Braisa, Shana Rishayna Asa Moshe Mishkan, Shnei Hukama Mishkan Vashilach Meraglim. Moshe Benu built the Mishkan during the first year after Yitzis Mitzrayim, and erected the Mishkan and sent the Meraglim during the second year. Therefore, Ki Over Yarden, Bartamna Nechi Tartin. When Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael 38 years later, Kalib was 78 years old. And when they finished conquering the land and were ready to divide Eretz Yisrael, he declared that he was 85. Thus we see that it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara then offers two explanations as the basis for Sheva Shechilku, the 7 years that it took to divide Eretz Yisrael. The Sheva Kivshu, Sheva Chilku. We simply assume that it took 7 years to divide the land, just as it took 7 years to conquer it. This assumption is the only way to explain the pasuk that states that Yovel occurred 14 years after the Churban, as explained in the last daf. We always make sure to have at least 6 inspected lambs, free of blemishes, in the assigned chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. Enough to last for 3 consecutive days of Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and there is no maximum number of lambs that can be added. The Gemara assumes, as Rashi explains, Dafka Kama, to Lachi Bin and Shisha, Shem Yivo Yachad Shabbos Vishnei Yom Tem Shal Rosh Hashanah, Velo Yichaylu Levakar, Yilahem Elu Mizamanim. The Mishnah has explained that the reason we need 6 lambs is in case the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out right before or after Shabbos, and we cannot inspect the animals on Shabbos or Yom Tem, there will be enough inspected lambs. However, the Gemara asks, Timin Masafin Tuvahava, over 3 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, there are many more than 6 lambs needed for the Karban Tumen and the Karban Musaf of each day. Therefore, the Gemara explains Tana ba'almakoi, va'atimidin l'chudeikoi. The Tana refers to all year round that we always require 6 lambs for the Tamidin of 3 days, and Simna ba'alma. The Mishnah mentioned these 3 days only as a means of remembering that we require 6 animals for 3 days. And the Mishnah teaches as follows. We always keep at least 6 inspected lambs in the chamber so that we have lambs ready for the Tamid 4 days in advance, as Ben Bagbag ruled. Tamid to'un biker arba yom kaidim shchita. The Karmid Tamid requires inspection for 4 days before slaughtering. And this is derived as follows. The Pasuk of Karmid Tamid says, Tishmeru lahakav li b'mayadu. It requires guarding. And the Pasuk of Karmid Pesach says, V'hoyu lechem l'mishmeres ad arba aster yem l'chaydish. Karban Pesach was guarded before being slaughtered, and so we expound. Malahal toin biker arba yom kaidim shchita, afkan toin biker arba yom kaidim shchita. Just as the Karban Pesach requires 4 days of inspection, the Karban Tumah also requires 4 days of inspection. The Mishnah continues. In peiris in mishtecha tzeitzus mitishe kineiris. We always blow at least 2 trumpets and play at least 9 harps in the mikdash. Umesiv in nadoilam, and there is no maximum number of trumpets or harps that can be added. The Gemara explains ad meya ve'esrim. It is hidden mitzvah to add up to 120 trumpets, as the pasuk says, V'imom kahan l'meyev v'esem mechatzim b'chatzaitzvus. Mishnah concludes, V'atzilzil levad. It was never more than 1 pair of cymbals, as the pasuk says, V'asaf b'metzaltayim. The Gemara explains, Kivin l'chad abidito avdi v'chad garva avid lehu kar l'uchad. Since a pair of cymbals is used together by one person, they are considered a single instrument. Zok the Mishnah, Im peichesim mishneim as levim imd maladuchan mesivin ad oilam. We never have less than 12 levim standing on the platform to perform shira, but there's no maximum. And if Pop explains, "Keneged tisha kineris v'shnei nevalim etzilzil echad," this is the equivalent of the required 9 harps, 2 nevalim, and 1 pair of cymbals, as the pasuk says, "Shenema huva achim uvanav shnei masa." Mishnah continues, "Ina katan nichnas la'zara la'avoda el b'shosh shalavim oimrim b'shir." Minors cannot participate in the service of the Levim except to participate in the Shira, as the pasuk says, V'yame Yeshua, Bana, V'achiv, Kadmiel, Uvana, B'nei Yehuda, Ka'achad, L'natzeach, Al-Asa, Hamalacha, B'bei Yisrael, Lekim. However, the Mishnah continues, V'lohayu, Oimer, B'nevu, L'vachiner, El, B'peh, K'nelit, N'tavol, B'neima. The minors would not play the instruments, but would only participate in the singing in order to add the higher notes to the song of the adults. The Gemara infers from the Mishnah's wording that Nevelachud, B'kinelachud, the navel and the harp are 2 different instruments. Rashi explains navel, a navel is a wind instrument. The Gemara cites a brisa that seems to disagree. Yehuda Omer, Kinur Shel Mikdash Shel Shivas Nimin Hayu. The Kinur in the Beis HaMikdash had seven strings. As the Pasuk says, Seiva Smachis Es Panecha, and we expound, Atikri Seiva El Sheva. His refers to the seven strings that cause Simcha in the Mikdash. Toshal Yemois HaMashiach Shmoina. The Kinur of Mashiach will have eight strings, as the Pasuk says, Lamanatech Al Hashminas. And we expound, Al Nimashminas. This refers to the eight strings. Shal Oyel Mabo, Esther. The Kinur in the Oyel Mabo will have ten strings, as the Pasuk says, Ali Asr Vali Novel Ali Goin Bechinar. And another pasuk says, "Hoydu l'Hashem bechinur benevel also zamaloi shiur loy shiur chadash." Now, Rabbi Yehuda cites a pasuk which describes a ten-string navel as proof that the kinur will have ten strings. Apparently, the kinur and the navel are one and the same. The Gemara answers that indeed they're two different instruments. However, the olam haba aided in the fish nimen diday nafish kali ki navel karli navel. In the olam haba, since the kinur will have more strings, it will have the range of the navel, and so the pasuk calls it a navel. Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov Omer, Ein Oilin Laminyan. These minors do not count towards the required number of 12, Vein Oilin Laduchan, and they did not ascend the platform. Rather, El Ba'aretz Hayyam de Mershain Ben Ragli Halavim, Vitzari Halavim Hayyin the Quran. They remained on the ground, their heads appeared between the legs of the adult Levim, and they were called the tormentors of the Levim. And the Gemara explains, Kivin de Hani Katan Kalayu, Vahani Av Kalayu, Hani Mekatati, Vahani Loi Mekatati. The youngsters who had high-pitched voices could reach higher tones, while the adults who had lower-pitched voices could not. Therefore, Karlu Hutzari, this would torment the Levim. However, the Gemara cites a brayse that reads differently than our Mishnah. Soyad the Halavim in the Quran, they were called the helpers of the Levim. Harnalach Ein Arachim, Rabbi Bachshim completed the second paragraph of Sechtes Arachin, and we begin the third paragraph, Yesh Ba'arachin, in the next Shir Be'ezes Hashem.